Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And the bhajan we have chosen for today's session is Nada Brahma Saishwara. This is a short and melodious bhajan dedicated to our Lord Sai, adoring him as Lord Shiva. Like always, we will begin this classroom by first getting familiar with the lyrics of this bhajan and then move on to the tune, the raga and the tala, and finally the meaning and the significance of every line of this Sanskrit bhajan. So, let us begin with the lyrics first. Here are the lyrics to start with.
నాద బ్రహ్మ సాయీశ్వర హర 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 శివ శంకర గౌరీ రమణ సదా శివ హర హర గంగే మహాదేవ.
అండ్ నౌ ఇస్ ద టైమ్ టు లర్న్ టు సింగ్ దిస్ భజన్. As the lead singer now sings every line of this bhajan slowly without any musical accompaniments, please follow him after every line along with the second singer. Open your voice and you will see that the tune will start flowing into you. Participate wholeheartedly as you listen to the tune sung very slowly by the lead singer.
నాద బ్రహ్మ సాయీశ్వరా నాద బ్రహ్మ సాయీశ్వరా నాద బ్రహ్మ సాయీశ్వరా నాద బ్రహ్మ సాయీశ్వరా హర 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 శివ శంకరా 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 గౌరీ రమణ సదా శివా సదా శివా గౌరీ రమణ సదా శివా గౌరీ రమణ సదా శివా హర హర గంగే మహాదేవా 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 హర హర గంగే మహాదేవా
And now, For those who are connoisseurs of music, this bhajan is actually based on two ragas, Malkans and Surya. However, this bhajan is largely based on rag Malkans, which is also called Hindolam in Carnatic music. And now, here is a bhajan in rag Malkans, followed by a bhajan in rag Surya.
Hari Om Namah Shivaya Siddhi Vinayak Pahe Gajanan.
So our bhajan Nada Brahma Saishwara is a mix of both these ragas, Malkans and Surya. And both these are ragas from the Hindustani tradition of music. Coming now to the tala, this bhajan is set to Aditalam in Carnatic music. In Hindustani music, it is set to Adhatal. Now that we are familiar with the raga and the tala, next comes bhava, which Swami says is as important, or in fact more important, than the raga and the tala. And bhava is the feeling with which we make this offering of music to our Lord. Therefore, let us now understand what this bhajan conveys, so that we can sing it with all our heart, mind and soul. We will start with the first line.
Nada Brahma Saishwara.
The first word, Nada, refers to the physical, the mystic, and the cosmic sound. In fact, there are two kinds of Nada, Ahat Nada and Anahat Nada. Ahat Nada refers to the sound that can be easily perceived by our sense organs. For example, the music emanating from a veena, or a flute, or a guitar, or even a bird singing, or the river gurgling. All of this is Ahatanada. In fact, as I talk now, what I am producing is Ahatanada. But behind this Ahatanada is Anahatanada, which means unstruck sound. That is, the sound which is hidden and continuous, just like the inherent sound and rhythm of the human body. For example, our heart has a rhythm. In fact, our every sense organ has a rhythm and an inherent sound. Even batting of our eyelid does produce a sound, though we cannot hear it. The air around us is continuously generating sound. And all of this, we may not be able to perceive easily, but it is definitely there. And what is also true is that it is this inherent rhythm within everything around us which is the basis for the outward sound or music that we easily hear through our ears. And this inherent sound is present in every cell and every atom, and by the same logic within every particle of this entire creation. In fact, it is the sound of the cosmos. And as Bhagwan Baba says, Nada truly refers to this primordial sound, Om. If we close all the doors and windows of a room and allow the wind to pass through a tiny hole into that room, what we will hear, if we listen carefully, is this sound of Om. If we close all our vital sense organs, our eyes, ears, mouth and nose, and still our minds, we can then listen to the sound within. It is this sound of Om. All sound present within and without is this Nada. Nada indeed is God in the form of sound. That is why the Lord is adored as Nada Brahma. He is the source of all sound. He is that sacred sound that pervades this entire creation. It is interesting to recall here a beautiful verse that Swami often sang in his discourses while describing the pure love of the Gopikas for Lord Krishna. Let us first hear to his sweet voice.
పట పడుమా కృష్ణ పలుకుతే నొల్లుకునటుల మాటలాడుమా ముకుంద మనసు తీరగా పట పడుమా కృష్ణ పలుకుతే నొల్లుకునటుల మాటలాడు మాముకుంద మనసు తీరగా వేద సారమంత తీసి నాద బ్రహ్మముగను మార్తి వేణు వంగు తిరుగమోసి గాన రూపముగను మార్తి పాట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పలుకుతే నిన్నొల్లుకునటుల మాటలాడు మాముకుంద మనసు తీరగా.
In this verse, the Gopikas pray to the Lord saying, O Krishna, please sing a song. Please speak to us in your beautiful voice. O Lord, please, we do not understand the scriptures and the deep spiritual philosophies, the Vedanta. Will you please extract the essence of these holy texts and transmute them into Nada Brahma, into divine music, and play it for us on your flute? We need no other knowledge and in no other way. The Gopikas prayed that all the wisdom that the Lord wanted to give them be made available to them through divine music, as that sound for them was verily God. So that is this beautiful inner significance of this so profound term, Nada Brahma. And the next word in this first line is Saishwara. And this can be split into Sai and Ishwara. Ishwara means Lord. Thus, Saishwara hails our Lord Sai as the Supreme Lord, the one who is the indweller of all beings. As Baba often said, Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam. Ishwara is one who is within every being, and Saishwara refers to that all-pervasive Lord. Now, taking this line in its entirety, Nada Brahma Saishwara means, O Lord Sai, you are the primordial sound that reverberates in every atom of this universe. You are the Supreme Lord who is present within every being and everything of this creation. We now come to the second line.
Hara 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 Shiva Shankara.
Here, the word Hara is another name of Lord Shiva, and it refers to the one who removes our problems and worries. And the word Shiva literally means auspiciousness. Shankara, the last word, can be split into Sham and Kara. Sham means goodness, and Kara refers to the giver. Therefore, in this line, Hara 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 Shiva Shankara, we extol Lord Sai as the remover of our troubles, the one who is the embodiment of auspiciousness, and the one who bestows on us this auspiciousness, this goodness. Let's now move on to the third line.
Gauri Ramana Sada Shiva.
Here, Gauri is another name of Goddess Parvati, the consort of Lord Shiva. Gauri is derived from the phrase Gaura Varna, which in Sanskrit refers to the one who is fair complexioned, and Ramana means master. Hence, Gauri Ramana is a phrase which is used to describe the Lord who is the master and the consort of the Divine Mother. Gauri truly refers to the energy principle that animates this entire creation. And the Lord is the master of this energy principle. That is why he is adored as Gauri Ramana. The third word, Sada, means always. And Shiva, as we discussed earlier, stands for auspiciousness. Thus, Sada Shiva means the one who is eternally auspicious. So in this complete line, Gauri Ramana Sada Shiva, we adore Lord Sai as the one who is ever auspicious, who is the master of the all-pervading energy that is inherent in every particle of this creation. We now move to the last line.
Har Har Gange Mahadeva.
The first two words, Hara, as we saw earlier, means the one who removes our troubles, trepidations and evil propensities. And the next word, Gange, can be interpreted as the Lord who contains the river Ganga in his matted locks. India's ancient legend has it that the river Ganga, which is originally from the heaven, first perched on the locks of Lord Shiva before descending on earth. This river, which is commonly referred to as the Ganges, is in fact the lifeline to millions of Indians who live along its course. The Ganges basin is today the most heavily populated river basin in the world, supporting over 400 million people. For Indians, River Ganga is not just a river. She is a goddess. And a dip in this holy river is always considered as a purifying act. And since time immemorial, River Ganga has been an inevitable part of the form of Lord Shiva, as it is Lord Shiva who enabled this heavenly river to descend on earth for the benefit of mankind. That is why Lord Shiva is adored as Hara Gange Mahadeva. And the last word, Mahadeva, can be split into Maha and Deva. Maha means highest, and Deva refers to a deity or a celestial being. Thus, Mahadeva means the Lord who is the ruler of all celestial beings, the Lord who is the God of all the gods. Therefore, in this complete line, Hara Hara Gange Mahadeva, we adore Lord Shiva as the Supreme Godhead who blessed the earth with the sacred river Ganga, and the one, the Supreme One, who annihilates our worries and anxieties. So with this, we complete the meaning of this entire bhajan. And now, in the last part of this classroom, let us listen to the full version of this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir by the students of Bhagwan's University. The bliss of Sai bhajans, for those who have tasted it, is absolutely elevating. In fact, the other day, one person from Indonesia met me just outside the Radio Sai studio and asked if I am part of the bhajan group in Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. And when I said yes, he said, "I want to tell you something," and then continued, "I am from Bali, Indonesia, but I stay in Prashanti Nilayam. And you know why? It is because I love Prashanti Nilayam bhajans. They are so beautiful. I have traveled all over India and other places, but I have never experienced the bliss that Sai bhajans in Prashanti Nilayam confer on me. That is the reason why I stay in Prashanti Nilayam." So that is the power of soulful divine singing and ruminating on his name and form. That is the reason why Swami always stressed on singing his bhajans with bhava, raga and tala. Let us fill our lives with this joy of connecting to the Lord through his divine music. That brings us to the end of this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, recorded in the studios of Radio Sai in October 2011. We hope you enjoyed this program. If you have any comments or suggestions, please feel free to write to us, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. And if you are one who loves to listen to Sai Bhajans, please tune in at any time to the Bhajan stream on Radio Sai.org. Thank you very much, and Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.